Okay, we're on Lamed Hey Omid Beis, the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Arayos Ushnios Larayos, Ein Lohem Lo Knas Velo Pitoy. So the Brisa says that both Arayos and Shnios Larayos don't have Knas or Pitoy. There's no Knas by Onis or Mefate. Hamimaenes Ein Lohem Lo Knas Velo Pitoy. A woman who was Memayeng, she was married when she was a ketana, not by her father, or by her mother or brothers after her father died, or, second possibility, she was married by her father a second time. Married the first time, she got divorced, her husband died, father then can only marry her midrabbanan, so she could be mamayin, she can just walk out of the marriage. So if she's mamayin, she was a mamayenis, and she gets married again, then, or somebody he rapes her or seduces her, there's no knas, because we assume she's not a basula. Islandess ain't lalo knas lalo pitui, and islandess also doesn't have knas or pitui. We'll see in the Gemara, we're going to say why in the Gemara. Vayotzis mishum shemra ain't lalo knas lalo pitui. And a woman who husband claimed that she wasn't a basula, and taka he divorced her because of that, it was found to be true. So she doesn't have knas and pitui. That's the braisa. Rashi. Arayas ushnios l'chan meforishlo. The Gemara is going to immediately now discuss what are arayas and what are shnios l'arayas. Knas to anusa, pitui to mefuta. So the knas of anusa or mefuta doesn't apply to these women. Hamemaenes v'bayla. Gideon Yisoma Ktana Shesiyosa Ima Umiyana Vibala Ain Lo Knas Sheina Becheskes Psula Hold the Nisa. She was married, she's probably not a Basula. And therefore, these halachas only apply to a Nara Basula, right, or a Ktana according to Reb Meir. Ain Lo Knas Sheina Becheskes Psula the Nisa. Islandess Shein Lo Simoni Naris. La olam eni yoledes. Lashon ayil zocher dukranisa de lo yolda. An island's a woman who never becomes a nara. She goes immediately from the ketana to a bogeres when she is 20 years old, and she doesn't have any simonim, and she has simone islandess. We learned this already in Yevamos, and therefore she's never a nara. And these halachas apply only to a nara. Ein lo knas, l'tisha ein knas el lo nara. The zoo shalom tavi Cyrus la olam kol kaf shana he becheskes ktana mishon the elech bogeres. Till 20 she's a ktana and then she becomes a bogeres. Masha from Rashi becheskes ktana means that once she becomes 20 retroactively she's already a gedola from the time that she's 12. Because when you say what she said she's a ktana, not becheskes ktana. The hayotzish mishum shemra kosolka daitech shalom matzal abala besulin. Well, the common parech baskilahi. If there's Aiden that she was mezana, she gets skila. So just not she doesn't get a knash, she gets skila. So Gemara is going to discuss that later. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to discuss this price one piece at a time. My arayus or my shnius larayus. What does it mean? Arayus and shnius larayus. Ilay marayus mamish. Arayus means those that are in the Torah. Rashi Arayis Mamish Hamafurish Bachri Mos Tehim Bekrisis. All of them are at least Kores. Some of them are Chiyuv Misa. And Shnios Midivrei Sofrim, as it normally is. And Shnios are the ones that are only Midrabanan. Kivin de Midiraisa Chazile Amar Ein Lo Knas. Since the Maisa Min HaTorah, she can get married. So why shouldn't she get a Knas? The reason that the Arayis are not, we'll see. Right, is because we don't have we don't learn that extra ribui, and mameli you need a woman, what's it called, the lo siyali isha, that is either he's allowed to remain married to, or that he's capable of marrying. We had that machlokas before. But, but over here, he's both capable and allowed min haTorah to keep her. It's only the rabbonon not. So why should the rabbonon be ma'akev a din haTorah paying the knas? Rashi Shnios Shigozru Chachom Mal Shnios Lohen Laharchik Min Ha'Aveira. Kigon Eim Imo. What's an example of Shnios? A person's what's it called mother is also to him, but his grandmother not. The aim of Eve, same thing. His father's wife is usher to him, but his father's mother is not usher in the Torah. Ushar harayis hashnu is a perik based Yevamos. And all the other ones that are enumerated in the second perik of Yevamos, which we learn, all of them are Isurei Durabonin. Mercy's Kivin the Shnias Havyan Le Khazin Le Midaraisa Karin and Bevalosi Elisha. Why should that affect not giving Knas? Minatora, she is Roy to be his wife, and therefore she should get a Knas. Ama in lo Knas. Bishlama Barayos equal Mamer Kashiminate Mani de Lesle Nara Nara Ha Nara Elishnios Kasha. Right? Arayas, we could say, holds like the, not our Mishnah, but like Shimon HaTemoni. Or Shimon ben Manasseh. That you need somebody that, what's it called, that you need somebody that either you can create a marriage with, or somebody that you're allowed to continue the marriage with. And therefore, there's no Knas. Because all the Arayas, either you can't make a marriage, or you're surely not allowed to continue the marriage. So therefore, there's no knas. But shnius, why not? Gemara says, Ela arayis chayve misas beisdin. Arayis means those that you're chayv misa, and shnius chayve krisis. And shnius are chayve krisis. Ava chayve lavin, yesh lohem knas. But chayve lavim, only these two. Right? Shnius, and we don't hold like our Mishnah, that there's a special ribui for chayve krisis. Right, and it holds like either Shimon ben Manasseh or Shimon HaTemoni, that Chayve Krisos, there is a Knas. There is not a Knas, I mean. Chayve Krisos and Chayve Mises Beisdin, there is no Knas. They don't learn this Limud. And Chayve Lavim, there is a Knas. Umani, Shimon HaTemoni. Because Shimon HaTemoni says it depends on who you can create a marriage with, not who you're allowed to be married to. So even though Chayve Lavin, you're not allowed to be married, but you can create a marriage. Just not allowed to continue it. So there's a Knas. Ikad the Amre, Arayas Chayve Mises Beisdin, the Chayve Krisis, Shnios Chayve Lavin, right? Arayas includes Chayve Mises Beisdin and Chayve Krisis. Neither of them is a Knas. Shnios is Chayve Lavin, and also there's no Knas. Because, what's it called, there's no Knas, because we hold Moni Reb Shimon ben Asyahi, who says that it has to be a marriage that you can continue, even though you can create a marriage with Chayve Lavim, but you're not allowed to be married, and it has to be a woman that you're allowed to be married to, and therefore, what's it called, none of them have a Knas, unlike our Mishnah. Okay. Rashi Shimon HaTemoni Bereish Pirkin Domer Isha Sheyesh Bo Havaya. He holds it has to be a woman that you can effect a marriage with, but a woman you can't effect a marriage with, not, but Chayvei Lavim you could effect a marriage, so there is a Knas. Rav Shimon Manasseh Domer Isha HaRe'uya L'Kaima. Shimon Manasseh says it has to be a woman that you're allowed to continue the marriage with, and therefore even Chayvei Lavim are excluded from a Knas. Okay, HaMimaenes Ein Lalo Knas Lalo Pitoi. Right, mashma only if she was married and was mamayin, and you can only be mamayin when you're a ketana. So then, that kind of ketana doesn't have a knas. Ha ketana bi alma isla, but a regular ketana who was never married gets a knas if she's raped or seduced. So mani rabbanan hi. That goes according to the rabbanan. Da amri ketana yishla knas. The rabbanan hold that nara means even a nara. But a ketana also has a knas. Reb Meir, on the other hand, holds only a nara has a knas, and no ketana. So therefore, this, which says mima'enes doesn't have a knas, which implies that a regular ketana does, has to go according to the rabbanan. Okay. Rashi, rabbanan he, de pligi ad Reb Meir bereish pirkin. We had this machlokas right in the beginning of the parak. Reb Meir holds that only a nara has a knas, and the rabbanan hold even a ketana has a knas, and a nara too. So therefore, this brisa has to go like the rabbanan. Ema seifa, islandis ein la lo knas for lo pitoi. Now, why doesn't an islandis have a knas or pitoi? Because she's never a nara. She goes directly from katnas to bagras. Everybody agrees a bogeris does not have a knas. Machlokis is by a ketana. Okay, so an islandis never is a nara. So therefore, she doesn't have a knas because a ketana doesn't have a knas. So the Rameir, that's only according to Rameir. Because the Rabbanan hold the Ketana does have Knas. So an islandess can also have a knas. So the reisha, the amar ktana in lo knas. V'homi katnusa yotzes lebagra. The reason an islandess doesn't have a knas because she goes immediately from being a ktana to a bogera. She never was a nara, and because she never was a nara, that's why she doesn't have a knas. But that has to go according to Rav Meir, that a ktana doesn't have a knas. Because if a ketana would have a knas, an islandess can have a knas all the time that she wasn't a bogeris till 20. Reisha Rabbanan, the sefer of Meir. So it comes out the Reisha is according to Rabbanan, and the sefer is Rav Meir. The chitei makula Rav Meir, and that's difficult. The same brisa, part of it should be the Rav Meir, and part of it be the Rabbanan. Stop. And if you'll say the whole thing's Rav Meir, uvim mima'enes sover lok Reb Yehuda. There's another machlokus. Who can be mima'en? Okay, the Chachamim hold only a ketana could be mamayin, and once she, what's it called, becomes a gedola, right? Even a nara, she can't be mamayin anymore. And the Rabbi Yehuda holds no, a nara could also be mamayin. Right, up till the time that she's a bogeris, we'll see she can't, she could be mamayin. So maybe it goes according to the whole thing is Rav Meir, and the reason, and by mima'enes. He holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a nara could also be mamayin, and it's talking where she was mamayin when she was a nara, and that's why the mamayenis doesn't have a knas, but the nara does. But a ketana in chanami doesn't have, quite like Rabbi Meir. Mara says, "Umi sover la? Does Rabbi Meir hold like Rabbi Yehuda in that?" V'atanya. Ad mose habas mamaenes, till when can a girl be mamayin? Ad shetovish de Cyrus div Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds till she brings de Cyrus. In other words, when she becomes already a nara, she can't, once she brings de Cyrus, she's a nara. She can't be mamayin anymore. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad sheyir b'shochar alovin. Has to be even after that, when the hairs are bigger and can be folded over, and that's already in the time when she's a nara. Until that time that her pubic hairs are longer, she could still be mamayin, even though she's a gedola. So she could be a nara and be mamayin. But you see that Rav Meir and Yehuda argue on that. And Rav Meir holds that a nara can't be mamayin. So you can't say that the whole brice is Rav Meir, and a ketana can't be, what's it called, a ketana doesn't get knas. It says mima'enes. So why mima'enes? And no ketana can have a knas. It's talking when she was mima'en, when she was a nara, and Rav Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. That can't be, because we see the Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda argue in that prat. And Rav Meir holds as soon as she becomes a gedola, she can't be mima'en. So mele ha-mima'enes has to be talking when she's a ketana. And if it's a Rav Meir holds no ketana ever gets a knas. Why dafka mima'enes? Ela Rabbi Yehuda hi. So see the opposite. The whole braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Uviktana sova likramer, and he holds like Rav Meir by a ketana, that a ketana doesn't get knas. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rav Meir legabe a ketana not getting knas, and this braisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a nara could be mimayin. So mimelit says mimaenes because it could be a nara who's mimaenes. But enichanami, no ketana ever gets a knas. Where it says, umi sova lo, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rav Meir either. V'homer Rav Yehuda omarav, Zu divrei Rav Meir. Right? This, that a ketana doesn't have a knas, is only Rav Meir. V'im isa zu divrei Rav Meir Rav Yehuda miboyle. And if it's that Rav Yehuda also holds that a ketana doesn't get knas, he should have said, zu divrei Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. Both Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda hold like that. He didn't say that, vice versa, only Rav Meir. Zemora says, no, hai tana sover lok Rav Meir, bechadu polagle bechadu. No, enichadami, it's a separate tana. Who holds like Rav Meir by a ketana, and like Rabbi Yehuda by Mima'enes, and then the Brisa comes out according to that Tana who holds like Rav Meir in one thing and like Rabbi Yehuda in the other thing, even though Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda themselves don't hold like each other in those other things. But this Tana holds like Rav Meir that a Tana doesn't get knas, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda that a Nara could be Mima'en, and then the Brisa goes like that Tana who holds both of those things. Raf from Omar, different teretz. My mima'enes haru'uya l'mayin. Right? Mima'enes doesn't mean she actually made miyun. But any girl who's fit to be mamayin, meaning a ketana, doesn't have a knas. So it's talking about a ketana. So Mor says, v'lisne ketana. So why say it in such a roundabout way? Say, ketana. Kasha. Okay, that's a kasha. why he didn't say ketana openly, if it means a ketana, meaning any girl who could conceivably be mamayim, if she was married or whatever. Okay. Rashi. Avimayenis over like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer Nara Mimayenis. Rabbi Yehuda holds a Nara could also be Mimayen. The Hachi Tedek Mina, Nara Mimayenis ain't Laknas. Ha Nara Bialma Yesh Laknas. And therefore the deal wouldn't be that a Mimayenis can't get a Knas, but a Tana could get a Knas? No. It's talking where she is Mimayen when she's a Nara. And a Mimayenis when she's a Nara doesn't have a Knas, but a regular Nara does. Achatovi Ste Cyrus, Umishavia ain't a Mimayenis. Once she brings Shesaros, then she's a Nara, she can't be Mamayan anymore. That's what Meir says. Even if they didn't have relations after that, her time for Miyun is over. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im lo boa la'achar shegadla memayanis. If she is already a Gedola, she also could be Mamayan. Through her Naras, as long as they didn't have relations. And therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds even not only a Nara, even a Bogeris can be Mamayan, as long as they didn't have relations from the time that she was a Ketana. Ad sheir b'shochar alavon uvenida meforish shtei sairus shochvos the nira kamo sheir b'hashochar. Right, the Tos has a different pshat. What's it called? Some say it means that alavon means on her flesh, on her skin, that the hairs lay over on her skin. Others say that the hairs themselves, where the roots are more black and they get lighter up. So yirba hashochar alava means there's more hairs, there's more root hairs, and the black looks more than the light part. But it means she could even be gedola. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, he from enes nara ashmein and dein laknas. So it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and by mima enes it's talking about a nara. The lotidu kok tani yesh laknas. The gabi island is the tani nami ein laknas mishum diktana sovakrab meir the zoom mikatnusa yotzis labagur. And when it comes to a ketana, Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Meir that a ketana doesn't have a knas. So Morris says, not true. Zu divrei, the common pyramid. Later on, it says, Zu divrei Rabbi Meir, Masha, only Rabbi Meir holds a ketana doesn't have a knas. But Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like that. Sover lak Rabbi Meir, so the Morris says, no, it's a third tana who holds like Rabbi Meir by a ketana and knas, and holds like Rabbi Yehuda by mima'enes, so the nara could be mima'in. Diktana ain't la knas, mishim hachi ain't knas ba'ilanis. Upali galei b'mayenes va'omer at shir ba'shachar the chitana ha'mayenes ein laknas hora uyu l'mayin yesh laknas benara ka'omer. And then the Gemara says Raphram may mayenes hora uyu l'mayin kolomer kol ktana ka'omer v'kula Reb Meir, the whole brayish is Reb Meir, and it's talking a mayenes is not dafka when she was mayin, but anybody who's fit to be mayin, meaning ktana. So the Gemara asks, then it should have said ktana. Okay. Okay, let's go on a little bit. Islandus ain't no knas lo pitui. An islandus doesn't have no knas and no pitui. Veramini achareshes v'hashota v'ha'islandus yeshlem knas v'yeshlem tainus besulim. Right? So the chor we have another brisa that says that an islandus does have a knas. Someone says, umay rumya, horav meir harbana. The reason an islandus doesn't have a knas is because she never is a nara. But that's only according to Reb Meir, that only a nara has knas, but according to the Rabbanan, that a ketana also has knas, no problem. So there's no shy. This brisa goes according to the Rabbanan, and this brisa goes according to Reb Meir, like we said. So what's the big deal? Would the korili my korili? What was the havamin? What was the kasha? Mishum the isle the mir machrisiola, because there's another brisa that's a problem. Hachareshes v'hashota v'habogeres and mukaseit ain lohem tainus besulin. Right, a chareshes, a shota, bogeres, and a mukaseit don't have tainus besulin because we assume that they're not besulin. Hasuma v'ailanis yeshlem tainus besulin, but a suma and an ailanis does have tainus besulin. Right, and the brisa before said they don't have yeshlem tainus besulin. What's it called? And the brisa before that said ainlam tainus besulin. Sumcha somer mishum Reb Meir suma ainla tainus besulin. Sumcha said the name Reb Meir, a summa doesn't have tainus besulin. Right? So Rav Sheish is lokasha, horam gamliel horam Yeshua. Right? But tainus besulin, right, the woman could taina according to Ram Gamliel, right, that Mishe Rastani nenasti. Right? She has a migu. She could have said, I'm always besula. She said that you're right, I'm not a basula, but it happened after the marriage. I was nanus after the marriage. So we believe her a pesha asr, pesha hitter. Right? And Rabbi Yeshua holds we don't lomi pi on echai, not pesha asr. Rabbi Gamliel says we believe her, and Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. So if she has tainus basulim or not, right, depends on this machlokus. Mar says Emor de Shamas Rabbi Gamliel hechad de katana. When does Rabbi Gamliel say that we believe her that she was a basula when she got married? When she tainus, that means she rastani nanasti. But here she's not tining anything. Right, she's a what's it called? Stam. We're assuming that that's what happened. Heichad lo kotana iig mishamisle in kiven dom Rab Gamliel mehemna kigon zu psach picho leilemu. We tina for her, even if she's not smart enough. She's a shota, or she's an ilemis. So psach picho leilem. We tina what she could have tined, right? Assuming that that's what happened. Rashi. The Yeshlam Tainis Basul, Matsila Ksuba. That if the husband says she wasn't a Basula, we believe him and she loses her Ksuba as a Basula. Horab Meir, Domer Katana, In Laknas, the island is Mikatnusi Otslabagar. Right? So what's the problem? The Brysa that says an islandist doesn't have a Knas is Rab Meir, because he holds a Katana doesn't have a Knas. And the Brysa that says an islandist does have a Knas is the Rabbanan, who hold that a Katana does have a Knas. With the Korili Makori, what was the Havamina? Mi Choshiv Tshuvazu, Mi Sheheshiv Tshuvazu, Bavei Samedrish, Ma Ol Sarucho. What was the Havamina to bring this Kasha? Velo Svirale de Ikala Ok Mina, Kura Meir Rabbana. They didn't think that you could say one is a Meir and one is a Rabbana. So simple. Yishum Disla Mir Machrisil, there's another Brysa. Lo Hevila Bei Samedrish, El Lathishiyesh Lahoshiv Acheres Alzu, Chareshis Vishota, Achareshis Vishota, there's another Brysa to bring as a contradiction to this Brysa from the other part of the Brysa by a Chareshis and a Shota, whether they have Tainus Besulim or not. Bogeris Besulea Kolomi Aleim. Bogeris doesn't have what's it called, Tainus Besulim, because when she's a Bogeris, her Besulim basically shrivel up. Horab Gamliel Don Perakama He Omeris Mishira Stani Nenasti Nemenis. If she said, true, I'm not a Besula, but it happened after the marriage and I was raped, she's believed. Hachanami ein lo tainus besulim matzir ksuba. So the husband's not believed to be matzir ksuba because she katayna mishe rastani nanasti. According to Rav Gamliel, the amrin ihavi pikachas liton havi tainah mishe rastani nanasti umehemna. Hor Rabbi Yeshua the amr lo mipi anuchaim. Rabbi Yeshua says we don't believe her. It's not a pesha aser, right? The husband's already tining that she's not a besula. So therefore, what's it called? She's not the one who tells us I'm not a besula, but this is the case. The husband already said she's not a basula. Hachi yesh lo tainis basulim. Dinomi havi taina kamon lo mehemnila. Even if she would taina that, it wouldn't be. So therefore, what's it called? By a shota, we assume that he's telling the truth, and not her. So the Gemara says, no, the maisa, according to Gamliel, even if she's a shota, or a chareshes, if she can't make the taina, we make the taina for her. That's a halacha psach picha. We give her the taina she could have had. If we don't know, one way or the other, we give her that taina, according to Rav Gamliel. According to Yeshua, where she herself couldn't taina that, we surely don't taina for her.